In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. So how would they know him, this prophet who was to come, this prophet of which Moses speaks? There were lots of prophets, some greater, some lesser, some they listened to, some they ignored, mocked, persecuted, killed. We know of many of them from the books of the prophets, both former and latter. Some actually wrote books that bear their name, others just made history. They were true prophets of Yahweh, but we know of some that were not, and we probably have many of which we know nothing. Before the prophets, of course, came the Torah. And Moses is pretty clear about the great prophet who was to come. Moses and the prophets. Moses and the prophet. And when he come, Moses says, when he comes, Moses says, listen to him. So how would they know? Moses is also concerned about false prophets, and he's even helpful, well, sort of, in sorting out the true from the false. One litmus test of a true prophet is that his words actually came true. You see, Moses, unlike most critical biblical scholars, actually believed in prophecy before the event. Moses said his words will actually come true. You can trust their words. Now that can get a little tricky, how it came true or when it came true, but come true, it will. The other test was, dare we say, doctrinal. Do his words ring true? Are they in conformity with the word of God as already known and revealed? Or does he speak in the name of another God? And so God sent them, these prophets. Moses himself had a prophetic role, proclaiming the word of God, mediating God's message of judgment and salvation, leading his people to salvation and a whole new way of life. And so God's holy history proceeded. There were times when the word of the Lord was rare. There were times when the word of the Lord thundered loud and clear. The mark of a true prophet was the voice that stood behind him, the thus said Yahweh of the one who delivered the message, who delivered a word of judgment and salvation, of repentance and of fruits befitting repentance, and of the true King of the kingdom of God. And there were times when God's people listened, and there were times when even God's people did not have ears to hear. And then there was this gap of time when the word of the Lord was rare, when hopes for the kingdom of God had gone into exile and come back and been revived and then faded and revived and then faded, and it all generated hope and speculation and misunderstandings and expectations. But how were they supposed to know? How would they know? Dear friends in Christ, Epiphany is about knowing Jesus, who he really is. It's about getting Jesus right, seeing Jesus in the light, seeing Jesus as the light. The glowing lights of Christmas are put away, and with them the false and flashy lights of our commercialized Christmas And now, the true light for all the nations is revealed. Just when everyone else is putting it all away, you see, God lights up the world. There was this gap from birth to priestly and prophetic apprenticeship, marked by that incident in the temple when a young lad of bar mitzvah age, this young son of the law, turned the tables and actually became the teacher of the law, the student teaching the Torah teachers. And then comes this prophet, Torah prophet. This strange but true prophet proclaiming repentance for the kingdom of God was at hand. Is this the one? Is this the big one? Is this the kingdom of God? The prophet like Moses, even one better, a prophet, yea, and more than a prophet, and yet he who is least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than even John. For after John the Baptist comes one greater still, Jesus. Here is Epiphany Light, center stage. Who is he? Some say Elijah, some say one of the prophets, a few may even have said the prophet. Is he the one? He speaks with authority. He exudes authority. Translation, Veltz. He casts out demons by his own authority. He heals the sick. He stops the sea. He calls to repentance, for the kingdom of heaven is not just at hand, it is present in him. He speaks, he teaches, he prophesies with his own authority. You know how it went. Rabbis quoting rabbis and scribes quoting teachers. Rabbi X said this and Rabbi Y said that. Tertiary sources quoting conflicting secondary sources, so they had plenty to argue about to distract them from Jesus. But here was a prophet who not only said, "Thus said the Lord," who not only had that voice behind him, but even speaks for himself as Yahweh. You have heard it said of old, but I say to you. Dear friends in Christ, the prophet like Moses, a brother like us, yet greater than Moses and all of us, has come. Don't miss it. The proclamation was loud and clear. The voice thundered from heaven. This is my beloved son. And what did Moses say? When he comes, listen to him. Some had ears to hear, some did not. Many managed to miss the whole thing. And so it goes today. On our lips too, the prophetic word, the word made sure, the word made flesh goes forth. It is a derived authority we have, the thus said the Lord, but the word is the Lord's. The word is the Lord made flesh. Christmas announced him, a Savior who is Christ the Lord. Epiphany identifies him as the prophet and Son of God. Lent will define him as the suffering servant for the sins of the world, and Easter will proclaim him as the risen King of the new creation. And yes, there will be false prophets, false words, false lords. There will be those who have ears to hear but do not hear. But know this, Jesus has come. He has spoken with authority. The prophetic word is made sure, is made flesh. This is he, God's Son, anointed Messiah, priest, prophet. Listen to him. Listen to him. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.